Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Tina McKenzie, who is Chair of Policy and Advocacy at the Federation of Small Businesses, joins us now. Good morning, Tina. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
What are your members saying now about this budget?
Well, I think the feeling is that there's not really much in here for our members, for the small and medium businesses across the country. It's quite a depressing time, I have to say. You know, they're already facing so many pressures from price increase. Inflation for them is huge. Supply chain issues, labour issues. Now taxes are up, thresholds are frozen. I think they were hoping for something at all to help the smallest, even the micro businesses in the UK be protected through this really, really challenging time. And it's just a bit disappointing that there was no recognition of the real challenge they're facing. And in not protecting them, we're not really protecting the economy in the UK.
What could Jeremy Hunt have done to help your members to boost growth, given the very grim financial situation the country is facing?
Well, we've given them a lot of ideas quite directly. So, for example, to protect the smallest businesses on the high street, they could have increased the rates threshold to 25,000. That means that those smallest micro businesses, those little boutiques, could have stayed open without huge amounts of costs. Now, it wouldn't have cost a huge amount, but it would have protected those smallest businesses on the high street. It would have taken around 200,000 small businesses out of rates. And so that was an idea we floated. Another thing that we talked to them about didn't cost a penny, and that was to take action on late payments. Businesses are closing, small businesses are closing up and down the country because of a lack of cash flow. And in lots of cases, that's because either the public sector or the big businesses are not paying them on time. And we've given the ideas of how the government could actually do that in quite a simple way, and it wouldn't cost them a penny. But alas, they've talked about it, they've talked about supporting it, but they didn't take action on it in this. In terms of energy support, I have to say we were relieved that energy support is, you know, guaranteed until April. And we're really going to be talking to the government about continuing that on, because that definitely would put some companies under. Looking at the, there's a whole list of things, looking at thresholds. If you're going to acknowledge for groups in society that there's inflation and increase, whether it's benefits, whether it's, you know, giving extra help or extra spend to government departments because of that inflation, why on earth don't you recognise it across the board? So, you know, with this idea that you've frozen VAT thresholds for small businesses, don't you recognise inflation when it's a small business involved? It just doesn't make much sense.
Okay. How worried are you about the drop in disposable incomes for consumers and what knock-on effect that will have on SMEs?
Well, what we're saying to the consumers out there now is, don't forget the small businesses. You know, government can't help them completely, but their communities can. And the good news is local communities are behind local people in their small businesses. They pay their taxes. They contribute to the communities. They really help through COVID. They employ local people. They're more likely to employ those further away from the labour market. They're more likely to be flexible, you know, and so small communities understand that and they support them. And what we'd say is, out to the people that are shopping coming up to Christmas, you know, rather than sit online and do it and maybe the money leave the country and never ever hit any of the pots that help the NHS or education or our roads, then try and shop with a small business who does contribute to this country. Get out on your high street and support them. What you don't want is an empty high street in a year's time. 500,000 businesses closed, SMEs closed in 2020 and 2021. We don't want to see that continue through 2022-23.
Tina, when we last spoke to you was before the energy support package had been announced that would extend to your members. We talked then about the risk of bankruptcies, and I'm wondering how you feel or view that now, given the situation. As you say, there's help till April. What is the risk of bankruptcies for businesses in the coming months?
Well, we won't see those. The trouble with statistics is you don't get them until way later. So we won't see the actual impact. But we do know that bankruptcies were up over the last year from the last statistics we got. And that was 2021 statistics. However, what we do know is we recently carried out a survey, and it's one of the biggest business surveys that's done across the UK. And what businesses told us was this, and it's not just our members, other people fill it in as well. One in five small businesses told us that they've got less than 1 month's cash reserves. That's, you know, 20% of businesses have less than 1 month's cash to keep going. And one in nine of the medium businesses, now they are the businesses that hold up to 250 employees. One in nine said they had less than a month's cash reserves. So you can see how then any move by the government to make things tougher for these businesses really are could put businesses out of business. And, you know, for a Conservative government, it's quite surprising. You know, I think I heard the quote that Britain is a compassionate country. Well, that's so true. And you won't get any more compassionate than the small businesses of this country. However, and the owners who sometimes go weeks without paying themselves to pay their staff. However, what I would say is, if Britain is a compassionate country, what is the Conservative Party? You know, okay. Is it still a party for business? I don't know.
Okay, so is Labour the party of business? That is clearly the pitch from Keir Starmer. Rachel Reeves talking about the doom loop of the economy, you know, and blaming it on the Conservatives. Is Labour's offering any more concrete? Because, frankly, the five-year budget plans or the fiscal plans from Jeremy Hunt, if there were a Labour government, it would be them that would have to implement it. So you wouldn't get much difference.
Well, you say you wouldn't get much difference. Some of these measures that have been put in are going to hit in 24, 25, will impact right up to 27. Who knows what's going to be happening next year? We don't know what's going to be happening with the war and therefore energy prices. We don't know what's going to be happening on the global political stage. I think nobody can predict that these days.
So is there something that Keir Starmer has said to you that has, you know, that is appealing for the Federation of Small Businesses, for your members?
Yes. Well, I attended their conference and the Conservative conference, and I spoke with Rachel Reeves on a panel, as I did Jacob Rees-Mogg. And I have to say, I found her support for SMEs very encouraging. She agreed last year, not this year, she agreed at her conference last year to actually bring in the support for the rates relief for those smallest businesses up to £25,000, which is one that takes 200,000 of the micro small businesses out of rates completely. She got it. She got what it meant. She knew that the rates system needs completely relooked at. They also get late payments. They know we need to do something about late payments. So, I mean, they've given us certain commitments, and it's not the Labour Party I had heard of old, I have to say. It wasn't just about unions and employees, and even though, you know, we are all about the employees, it was actually acknowledging that you can't do what you want to do for the country unless you support business and get economic growth. And that was loud and clear from their conference.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.